Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Editas second quarter 2015 earnings conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ayad Farage. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ayad Farage with Goldman Sachs International, and I'd like to welcome you to the second quarter 2015 results conference call for Editas Food Industries. With us on the call today, I'd like to introduce the Chairman and CEO, Mr. Hani Berzi, who's also joined by CFO Sherif Fethi, as well as Dina Sunbati, Head of Investor Relations, and Mina Shamsuddin of the IR team. The structure for today's call will begin with a management presentation recapping the quarter, followed by a Q&A session. And with that, I'll hand over to you, Mr. Berzi.
Thank you very much, Iyad, and I would like to begin by thanking all of you, ladies and gentlemen, who dialed in for our earnings conference call of our second quarter. As you know, we are always eager to keep our investor and the market updated of our latest developments. I would like also to thank Goldman Sachs International and Iyad in particular for hosting this call. I am going to promise you that I will not speak too long, as well as Sherif, who will brief you on the figures and number of financials to allow more time for the Q&A. I have to say that the second quarter was quite a challenging quarter for us in Edita, but nevertheless, we managed to deliver healthy earnings in second quarter 2015 with growth in revenues too. I would like to give you an overview of what we did and achieved since our last earning call, and I will leave the detailed discussion for the financial, as I said previously, to Sherif. For me and my team, we consider in Edita 2015 as a platform year whereby new contracts and investment to increase capacities will serve as a launch pad for the company ongoing forward and ensure higher growth level. As you all know, we have previously discussed, most notable, these developments include the signing of the two contracts with Hostess Brand, LLC, relating to the extension of territory for what we call the HTT brands, Hohos Twinkies and Tiger Tail, that we included 12 additional countries across the MENA region, and the acquisition of the know-how and technical assistance to additional 11 products from Hostess Cake. To accommodate these contracts and deal that we did with Hostess, as you know, we secured the land that we have discussed about during our roadshow in Polaris Zamel Industrial Park. We'll house our new what we call E8 factory. This is a 55,000 square meter plot of land at the Zamel Polaris Industrial Complex in 6th of October City that we paid for 54 million Egyptian pounds. This will set the stage and groundwork for our new growth phase. The new facilities design process has already begun with construction set for October 2015. I can announce today that we have a subcontractor on the site as of last week starting the excavation work, to prepare the land once we announce the winner in the bid and the tender that we will do for construction to be ready immediately to start construction by October 2015. As we expect operation of the E8 factory production line scheduled for fourth quarter 2016. With the new facility and the plan of launching several of the Hostess new product, as I previously mentioned, some of which will not be in particularly as cake based. As I said, 2016 is shaping up to be another busy year for me and my team. As you know, we added new capacities this year. We added a capacity of 32,000 tons in first half 2015, in addition to our existing capacity, with the latest addition being a croissant line with a capacity of 17,200 tons that came into operation on April 22, 2015. And this line is still in the ramp-up phase. In addition, on August 12, which is actually yesterday, we have launched our new premium SKU croissant called the Molto Mix. That's a single-serve croissant with double filling with two cream adjacent to each other. That's a new technology that we have developed in filling the croissant. As I said, this is two fillings together, bringing the number of SKU that we produce currently to 71. The two new variants of Maltomix are strawberry and cream and chocolate and cream, and they are priced at a higher price point that Editas average croissant is selling for, and this is in line, as you know, with our strategy to uplift our prices. We have also to report on the delay, and this is probably is not something that we like to announce because we like to stick to our plan and time frame, but unfortunately I have to report the delay of our next two lines startup, the big rolls and strudel lines, are now scheduled for commissioning in December 2015 and first quarter 2016, respectively. These lines were initially planned to start operation during fourth quarter 2015, but we have received notification from our supplier at the end of the second quarter that the lines will be delayed. You know, all of you, that we work in partnership with some suppliers that deliver and build our machine to our specs, and we have overloaded them probably this year with five lines, the first three that are already in production in the facilities of E7, and those two lines, so unfortunately, we will have to anticipate that in the future. And this is causing some delay, of course, but we will try to recap all that in 2016. Added to that, with the capital increase that we have announced on ECI front, we are expanding our facilities in Venice Wave also. We are gaining ground as market share. I mean, the factory is running at full capacity at the moment, and we see great opportunities on the confectionery business that we have introduced in 2011. So, as you said, as you know, we have announced a capital increase, which we recently announced, that is directed at the addition of a more sophisticated multi-product production line of hard candy. This, I'm sure, will keep us very busy, but also serve as a platform for increasing Edita market share in the candy segment. As an overall, the snack food market in general continued to grow over second quarter 2015, with the strongest growth on a three-year cumulative rate remaining the croissant at 37%. That's the market we dominate. We continue to dominate our core segment, with market share in the cake and croissant segment being 64 and 66% respectively. We have aired several campaigns for some of the products in second quarter 2015, mainly to support our newly introduced extra capacities in croissant, with advertising and marketing for the other segment remaining targeted. You know very well that we would like to control our advertising and marketing expenses. As I always say, we spend responsibly. That's why for our big rolls family, we don't spend a lot in advertising and marketing due to capacity limitations, so we only go through digital media. And eventually, once we are going to double the capacity by end of this quarter, we will definitely would like to support this product in a different manner and ways. On average, for our existing portfolio, we have increased our consumer price by 6.2% over last year, mainly as a result of our product needs, introducing variation of our product at higher price point. With our most recent addition, the Maltomix, that is selling at £2, and that I heard this morning and since yesterday when we launched the product that the acceptance is very, very high into the market. And, of course, I'm very pleased to hear that. Yes, it's too early to judge on the product, but we are very confident because when we research it, it scored very, very high. Both SKUs, the chocolate cream and the cream and strawberry, they scored very, very high in the research that we conducted 3 months ago. Our sales and distribution muscle continue to support our increased revenue due to the expansion of our distribution network. In second quarter 2015, we did not add any distribution centers in order to ensure the smooth operation of the two that we introduced during first quarter 2015 before we add any more on the distribution. However, we have three new ones for third quarter 2015. And we have expanded our distribution van to reach 539 distribution van. However, we have reduced the manpower per van to 2 rather than 3, and this is in line with our headcount optimization plan that we that is in place since the beginning of this year. We currently directly cater to over 63,000 customers. It is worth mentioning that the 57,000 retail customer we currently surpasses the total number of wholesalers and resale and retailers we service in second quarter 2014. We are seeing growth in our export, but remain still at 6%, in the vicinity of 6% of our revenue. However, we exported to 13 markets, and we have opened recently a new market in Africa, and this is something that we are targeting also, knowing that the war zone we are living in, and unfortunately we lost some of our market like Libya and Syria, so our export department is looking to extend some new countries, and we recently opened Tanzania, that is proving to be a very attractive destination for our product. With the ramping up of the three new lines, as well as the construction improvement we did in our new extension, and the preparation for the strudel and the new big roll lines coming in by first quarter 2016, as well as the preparation for ordering the new hard candy and lollipop line, our industrial operation division had a very busy quarter. And I like to put them under pressure and keep them busy all the time, because we need to expand and increase our capacity to meet market demand as fast as we can. And however, we have to do it right. They also had to go through all the inspection requirements to renew our ISO and HACCP licensing, which we did successfully. Bearing in mind that during the second quarter, we produced nearly 820 million pouch and sold into the market. As you know, for the hostess cake also, I have sent several members of the industrial operation teams along with the R&D to the United States. They visited three of hostess factory for 3 weeks in different states just to make sure that the proper transfer of technology for the product we have acquired and purchased. And I have to declare today that the team is very satisfied. I'm also very, very satisfied of all the technology and know-how we got from hostess. The team is very much acquainted today with the know-how to produce those products in Egypt. And we are currently working on adapting those products to start launching them in the market very, very soon. Our supply chain department also did an excellent work. In fact, they managed to secure most of our direct material at 6 to 8% lower than we had initially budgeted for. And this is, of course, helps a lot in our COGs, what we call cost of goods sold, a great saving that helped reduce the pressure on gross margin, giving the increase in MOH due to the new lines and the stoppage we anticipated. We have seen, unfortunately, we had a water shortage cut in the industrial zone of 6th of October, which affected our E7 factory for 10 days. Plus, we had some improvement in the construction of the new building, and that required also another stoppage of 4 to 5 days. And definitely, this have affected our sales revenue. Our imported direct material remains in the vicinity of 24% and 50% of FX requirements. To source this material continue to be financed by our export proceeds. The latest recent development that came a couple of weeks ago, and I was very happy to hear about it, is the addition of Adidas shares to the Egyptian Stock Exchange Main Index, the EGX 30. I think I will not continue further. I would like to hand over to Sherif to comment very quickly on our results. And once Sherif has concluded, I'll be more than happy to open a Q&A session, and I'll be more than glad, me and my team, to answer all your questions. Thank you very much.
Sherif,
can you take
everyone.
The lead?
Henny didn't leave me much to say. However, I'll do my best. Touching base on the revenue, as Henny mentioned, I mean, our revenue growth during quarter two, the 2015, remained healthy despite the fact that the production from new capacities hadn't yet been reflected on the revenue. The new lines were still in the ramp-up phase during quarter two, 2015. Furthermore, as we witness every year, we were a bit affected by the seasonality with respect to Ramadan, coupled with also the school year, the examination period. So this had an effect on revenue, plus the fact of the also production stoppage that Sami mentioned. And it's worthwhile to say here that this production stoppage led to a loss of sales of around 50 million Egyptian pounds. Our gross margin profit also on a quarter two versus last year's basis were a bit affected, I mean slightly, and this is also attributed to the new production lines incurring increased waste and ramp-up costs that are typically associated with product trials following the introduction of new capacities. However, when we see on a half-year basis, we will see that we maintained a healthy gross margin level of 38.3% out of revenue versus last year it was 38.1%. Witnessing also a decrease in the cost of raw and packing materials, reached to 47.7% from sales versus 49.5% last year. The main thing that happened here this year, I mean, is the increase in the manufacturing overhead expenses, and this is due to several factors, mainly the hike in energy costs, which took place, I mean, in 2014, in particular the natural gas and electricity. There were also additional maintenance expenses related to vehicles and sector lines, and there was a one-off expense related to what Andy mentioned, the trip of the R&D task force to the United States to get trained on the new technology of the newly acquired hostess products. So this affected a bit the MOH. However, still, again, as I mentioned, on a gross profit level, we are on the healthy side, 38%. One thing also to mention here, that also the core croissant and cake segment continue to dominate our revenue, constituting 87.2% of sales. Again, on also expenses level, we will see a bit of an increase in the S&D, that's the sales and distribution, regarding the increase of the primary distribution cost, which is from the manufacturing site to the distribution centers. And this was part of Elita's strategy to outsource all the non-core business. So this has an impact. The marketing expenses also increased a bit, I mean, in the first half of the year, reaching to 38 million pounds. However, still it represents the 3.6% out of sales, which is our normal trend of marketing expenditure. G&A also had a bit of an increase regarding some of the ICO costs and other related costs to distribution and opening new call centers. Other than this, there is no major event in the expenses or the G&A items. This led us to reach an EBITDA on an IFRS basis of 222 million Egyptian pounds, representing 21.3% of sales, and NOPAT of 126.4 million Egyptian pounds, representing 12.1% of sales, which we consider, I mean, at this stage, I mean, and this particular, I mean, part of the year, still to be very much healthy. And we expect that in both quarter three and four, this will normalize and will be enhanced, and we will have better results, due also mainly to seasonality. Total capex, we spent up to half year 172 million Egyptian pounds, mainly 57 million pounds pertaining to the completion of the whole deal of the extension E7 factory. The 55 million Egyptian pounds regarding the new plot of land that we bought, of which we are going to build on it the E8 manufacturing site. And the remainder of the capex spend was on maintenance capex. On cash and cash equivalents, we reached a level of 333 million Egyptian pounds, which is our normal trend in keeping cash split between time deposits and treasury bills. On a working capital front, I mean, still the company follows the same strategy established years ago regarding the inventory coverage and the local and imported materials that we buy, plus also finished goods represents the maximum of 3 days of sales. That, in a nutshell, I mean, a quick brief of the results regarding quarter two and the first half of the year.
Thank you, Sharif. I think, operator, now if you can hand over to Iyad and maybe open the Q&A session.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We will pause just a moment to allow everyone to signal. As a reminder, that's star 1 to ask a question. And we have an opening question from Sagar Kumar of HSBC. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, thank you for hosting the conference call. And this is Sagar from HSBC. I just have a couple of short questions. Could you just guide me on the Hostess acquisition? You said in the conference call earlier that you expect production to start in quarter 4, 2016. Could you give an idea of the volume and the sales impact that you plan, you see from this acquisition?
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's a good question. I don't have numbers to give you at the moment. What I can tell you is that we are now, after our team came back from the United States, the R&D team, I mean here, and the IO, along and together with sales and marketing, we are... as I said, looking at the product that we will launch, we have clear ideas of what we want to do and what we want to produce and the lines we plan to buy in budget 2016 that we mentioned will start production by fourth quarter. I don't have yet volumes and capacity to inform you. However, in a nutshell, I can tell you that we anticipate a lot of sales out of the 11 SKUs, of the 11 products that we have bought, not SKUs, excuse me, 11 products that we have bought. We believe that this could give, I don't want to say figures, so because it's not very clear to me yet until I see the capacities of the lines that we will purchase and then the price we are going to put to those products. So allow me sometimes maybe in the earning release maybe of first quarter 2016 I will have a clearer pictures once we buy the lines that we want to produce the Hostess cake for.
Okay, thanks. Just a follow-up question on the same lines. Congratulations on getting 32,000 tons installed. You had a target of 40,000 and you've done it within the first half. But my question basically was on CapEx. So you, I think the earlier guidance number was that you plan to spend 300 million on CapEx for this year. And out of that, I think 245 has already been spent. So are you still guiding for 300 or do we see an increase in CapEx?
Sharif, can you take this question on my behalf, please?
The budget for 2015 was 350 million Egyptian pounds, of which by half of this year was spent 172, as I mentioned. Now still remaining the rest of payments that will be paid on the coming two new lines, the Strudel and the Bay Cold. Mainly the plot of land we budgeted on an 80 million Egyptian pounds level, but we paid 54, so that's less than what was budgeted for. The maintenance capex as far as the upgrade of the sales fleet, we are done with, and it's part of the 172 million pounds. So the remainder of the capex to be spent will be the bulk of it, the two production lines that we will bring in by end of this year.
Okay, so
which will bring the capex to 350, which will bring the figure to the 350 yeah. million in that range, yes.
Exactly.
Okay, and sorry, a few short questions. You produce 100, you have capacity plans of 140. Are you able to guide on what would be the production volume by the end of this year?
By the end of this year, I don't think we will reach the 140,000 tons that we have because of the ramp-up of the new line. We had delays on the startup when we budgeted the three-line production and the second line and the second two line that was supposed to start in fourth quarter. The volume was built on that basis, but you've noticed that we had delayed the startup of the first three lines. Two of them started late March. The third one started in April, so we lost 2 months of volumes. And the third line of croissant still in the ramp-up phase. We are still not fully producing. There is some teething problem that we have nothing serious, nothing major. And this is the line where we produce our new SKU, the Molto mix. So I think we will see a drop in volume by probably 10%, 15%. That's a rough figure from my head.
Hani, may I please?
Yes, of course.
In 2014, with 101,000 tons, so far we've added 32,000 tons. Was going to come online in terms of capacities by the end of December 2015. It's the Bay Cold line, which has a capacity of 3.7 thousand tons. So you're talking around ending the year with around 137,000 tons approximately.
This is capacity.
Thank you, Dina, for correcting me.
Okay. And so I think your production would reach 120 or something thousand tons?
We expect...
Okay.
137,000 tons. Yes. Hmm.
Okay, and my very last question, just quick ones on what is the tax rate do you expect going forward, and the guidance and any guidance on dividend payout ratio, or the absolute amount that you planned on the DPS.
The tax rate. I mean, the government announced at the time of the economic conference a few months back. I mean that there will be to be lower to reach 22.5%. However, it's not yet in effect, and the executive regulation is not yet published. So all our numbers are based still on the old or the current or the existing 30% tax rate. We anticipated that this decision or new tax rate will be implemented by mid this year, but this did not take place. However, what we hear from the people in the tax authority that if it is implemented and should be, I mean, implemented also, it will be retroactive starting the start of the year. So the 22.5% should cover the full year. The other second question was what?
On dividend.
The dividend. Dividend payout ratio is still, I mean, following EDITA's strategy of 35% to 50%. However, this is yet to be determined in the General Assembly meeting. I mean, when we discuss the results of 2015.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Omar Ansari of Renaissance Capital. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you very much for the call, and congratulations on your numbers. I just had a quick question on Forex. I know you had a slight impact on your numbers in the second quarter. Any guidance of what you see that going forward, how you're hedging yourself, and what do you see, what you're using in terms of your numbers going forward in terms of an absolute number of Egyptian pounds for your kind of budget?
As Henny mentioned, 50% of our imported materials, which is denominated in foreign currency, of course, is covered by the exports proceeds. So we are very okay on that front. And the remainder we source from banks. You know, the CBE, the Central Bank of Egypt, regulation is to give priority to two main sectors in the food sector and the pharmaceutical one. So we have no problems in sourcing currency from banks in the official channel. However, there was two devaluation steps that took place recently in the past few weeks. The U.S. dollar reached 7.83 to the pound, and the expectation with all the banks and all the people who are dealing with in either treasuries or so forth, they're anticipating that the dollar will reach in the range of 8 to 8.25 by year end. This is one thing, and one thing also is worth mentioning that all of our debts are in Egyptian pounds. We have no, except for the working capital facilities, but that's pretty much minor, and this is also paid promptly. If that answers the question.
That's perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a further reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. We will take our next question from Bassam Slim of Aventicum Capital Management. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, hello all. Thank you for the call and congratulations on the results. Truly a fantastic result considering the challenges. I just had a quick question on the new piece of land that you bought. Just to further understand your further growth strategy, will the new production line fully occupy the new land, or will the land allow you to put in further production lines in the future?
No, the new line, answering your question, and thank you for it. The new line is the new land is a total new factory that we will build. It should accommodate between 10 to 11 new production lines. So the big roll line and the soda line will be installed in the what is now old. We call it old, but this is the latest addition to our facilities in E7, which we call E7 Hall B. Those two lines will be accommodated there. We still will have in this hall, Hall B in E7, a space to accommodate an extra line, an extra small line that we are currently studying to see which product we will produce in this facility. But the new factory will accommodate at least between 10 and 11 lines. It depends, again, on the size of the lines. If they are cake lines, we could probably even add more lines. If they are croissant lines, they are usually much, much larger, and the footprint of the lines are much bigger. But when we design the line, we anticipate at least 10 to 11 new production line. And as I previously said, most of them will come for the hostess cake and adding capacity for the existing product. We see that I don't want to say a lot, but the mini croissant line that we have added is fully occupied 24/7, and we anticipate by next year maybe we will need to add extra capacity on croissant also. We would like to see how our Molto Mix, the new SKU that was launched yesterday, we have good hopes, depend on the scoring that these SKUs and this product have achieved in the research, and being an innovative product, we have also, we think that it will eat capacity that we have from our single serve croissant. So, and as I said, the more we add lines on the croissant, the more we gain market share. So To wrap up on the question, yes, this new line, there is 11 new lines that will be added into these new facilities. Part of it will be for the hostess cake, and part of it will be to add capacities on the existing SKUs that and product we currently produce. If that answers your question, Omar.
Perfectly. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Stefan Borcher of CCL. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah, gentlemen, good evening. I still struggle a little bit to understand what these 6 months' results mean for the full year. You mentioned a number of one-off factors, but you also mentioned the fact of seasonality. What can we expect as a result in terms of like full-year numbers as a result of the first half? Is the first half, does that account for like 40% of the full year when you are looking at the seasonality, or is it even less? How can we effectively gross up those numbers?
Thank you, Stefan, for your questions. Sherif?
It's half year in terms of sales. That represents 40% of the total annual sales target.
How much is it, sorry?
Pardon me?
I didn't catch the number. What was the number?
40% of the total annual exactly. As for NOPAT and EBITDA, we anticipate to reach the normal results that we achieved in 2014.
Yeah, please hold on. I think Sherif was cut off the line.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Stefan, I can take the question for Sherif till he's on again. Yeah, the first two quarters, they're not the best quarter usually for the snack food company. And this usually represents around 40% of what we can achieve by year end if you look at a 12-month basis. Uh-huh. And in particular this year, I mean, we had two incidents, of course, the holy months of Ramadan and the end of year exam. I mean, they coincided at the same time, so they had a double impact, plus the strong heat wave, I mean, that we have seen worldwide. I mean, temperature in Cairo over the past 3 weeks and 4 weeks, and even last month, in the last couple of months, I mean, they were extremely, extremely hot, not too unusual. The temperature reached up to 50 degrees in some days. All that has impacted a little bit the revenues in the sales revenues, I mean, in the first the second quarter of the year. However, the two best quarter are Q3 and Q4. We also have a full ramp up of the new lines. The cake line is now working at full capacity. The croissant line, the mini croissant line, is working at full capacity. Still, as I said, the third line, which is the double XL line, is still in the ramp-up phase, and we expect this to happen by maximum end of September. The line will go back into, we will solve the teething problem that we have. As I said in my introductory note, the supplier, I mean, was a little bit bombarded with 5 production lines for us, and he felt a little bit unbalanced on good resources. So they had to go and come in and out of Cairo to solve some teething problems on the line. Of course, we are not happy with that. We have raised this with them. It made us lose sales, and this is something also that we don't like. But we have planned with our sales team in order to recuperate that and supply chain on the planning side to work extra Fridays during the next the third and fourth quarter, just to recuperate a little bit the lost sales that we had, plus the lost sales that we have seen because of the unforeseen water cut from the government and municipality on the 6th of October zone. So I think Sherif is back now on, and Stefan,
can I just pick up on what you said. If you say the seasonality effectively means that 40% of the sales are being conducted in the first half and 60% are being generated in the second half. However, as you say, there were a number of one-off factors in the first half, and then in the second half, of course, assuming they will not reoccur, plus you have more capacity available, does that not suggest that this year, the split should be more like 35, 65, or maybe even 30, 70, or would you stick to the 40-60 when it comes effectively to kind of estimating the sales split between first and second half this year?
It's, as I mentioned, we achieved 40% of the annual target, 60% yet to be achieved in the next half of the year. With the guidance of sales growth, as we mentioned before, 20%, EBITDA and NOPAT normalized, on EBITDA on 24% and NOPAT on 15%, like last year.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. But maybe I just have one additional question, which is unrelated. It comes back to tax, and you were talking about corporate tax earlier, but I was wondering what your view on VAT was. What is your expectation? To what extent is it going to impact your business, your products?
The VAT, there was a lot of discussions on VAT lately, and what they announced, a statement from the government is that VAT will be introduced, I don't believe this year, most probably next year, if this happens. If VAT is applied, this will create serious issues, within mainly the FMCG in dealing with wholesalers, retailers, and so forth. So it will disturb the market to a great extent. Now, our interpretation, and as we hear, that the introduction of the new tax rate of the corporate tax is a bit linked to the VAT, so both are put on hold, so to speak. But as far as VAT, we are sure that it's not going to be implemented this year. If it's going to take place, it will be 2016.
And if it was introduced next year, to what extent would your products be effectively subject to VAT, and how would you then respond in terms of your pricing policy?
This will have an effect, of course, on our pricing strategy, and this will be explored with the sales team, because passing it to the wholesaler or to the retailer might have a bit of a negative effect. The only balancing thing or factor in this is that all the sectors will be, all other companies will face the same problem. So we have to find a way out, collectively, to see how are we going to deal with that. But it's not yet clear whether this will be implemented or not, in next year. So at the time comes, we will have to plan for it, so to speak.
Yeah, okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As we have no further questions queued, I would like to turn the call back to the speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you very much again for being with us this afternoon. I'm sure you had a clear picture now of what we have been doing and achieved in the first half of the year. We are very optimistic on the second half. This is the best two quarter we usually see on our sales and revenue. As we mentioned, we are comfortable because we secured our raw material and packaging material at very favorable price, so we don't see, despite the impact of the FX and devaluation of Egyptian pound, the prices that we have booked our main and core raw material, like the wheat flour and the milk powder, cocoa, and wrapping material, I think they will offset the devaluation that happened for the Egyptian pound, so we are comfortable on that front. On the other front, on the sales revenue, as I said, these are the two good quarter for us. Ramadan is and exams are behind us. Now we are entering the schooling, so it's really the season for snack food. We'll be ready also with our new extra 3 distribution center that will cover more regions and governorate of Egypt. So we are very optimistic of the second half of the year. Also, we are very pleased that we have secured the land in Polaris Zemel. This is an achievement, I have to say, for you who follow up a little bit on the Egyptian market. There is a big shortage on the industrial land in Egypt. And not only we have secured the land, we have also secured all the infrastructure, whether it be electricity, water, and natural gas, which is very, very important for our production, especially on the oven. All our ovens are supplied with natural gas. So on that front, we are very pleased, and this for sure will give us an advantage on any competition who plan to enter the market. Will be definitely ahead. I'm also, and we in EDITA, we are very pleased, as we mentioned before, with the technology and know-how that we obtained from Hostess. We see a great product that will be a great addition to the cake portfolio, and for sure will give us an edge over competition. I mean, the technology are our great values. Our team learned many, many things, and also we get an open window to new sources of suppliers, whether on equipment and raw material and special ingredients also that are used in the cake technology and bill of material of Hostess Cake. That for sure will give us an edge. So as a conclusion, we are confident despite the bumps we had in the first half of the year due to delays of the machinery and equipment, the stoppage of the factories. However, we will do our best to to offset all those delays and try to meet the budget we have for 2015. So from my side, thank you very much once more, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. And I hope we manage to answer most of your questions, and we'll be more than pleased to receive any one-to-one phone calls if need be in the future. This could be arranged and aligned with Dina and her team, of course. Thank you from my side, and have a nice evening.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.